Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Arouse can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bomar Sean, and we appreciate you guys stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we're counting the days. 19 days remain before April 26th in the 2018 NFL Draft. And one of the young making his path towards that next level is the West Georgia Wolves offensive lineman, Harley Vaughn. Harley, we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us. What it's like knowing that, you know, you're done at the collegiate level and now you're hopefully off to bigger and better things.
It's exciting, you know. I never thought I'd ever be at this point, and it's just a blessing to be here and pretty exciting to go through the process.
Nice. At what point does this kind of become a reality to you? I mean, it doesn't matter what level of college football you're playing. I think everybody wants this opportunity. But when do you kind of get the idea that, you know what, I'm doing pretty well. I'm starting to get some accolades. Maybe your coaches are telling you some stuff. When does this kind of really sink in that the NFL is an opportunity?
For me, it was the end of my junior year. I knew I was doing pretty good, but I didn't really know I had any, you know, expectations to go to the NFL or anything. And then my coaches kind of told me. But some teams were interested, and then the more I went, you know, we played my senior year, and then after that, you know, you just keep picking up interest, and then you realize, you know, dang, I actually have a chance, so, you know, got to go to work for it.
Yeah, you dug it over. I mean, have you always been blessed with that size? I mean, growing up, were you always the bigger kid?
I was always a bigger kid, maybe not the biggest kid. Coming out of high school, I wasn't as big as most big D1 colleges wanted me to be. And then I came to West Georgia, put on some weight, and, you know, I gained the size that they wanted me to be. And, you know, now the rest is history. So.
Nice. I'm curious, how much did you gain probably, you know, from the time you left high school to what you're at today?
Probably around 40, 45 pounds since I left high school.
Nice, nice.
I came out 6'3", 260, so.
Yeah, man. So you come out. I mean, you come out with great size too. I mean, you know, we just actually had a gentleman on from Bucknell. He said he weighed 230, and now he's 303. So again, you know, I mean, you're almost 70 pounds. So
yeah.
Guys are definitely do your diligence in the weight room. I think you guys are getting it after it in there. So I mean, how do you kind of find yourself? I'm sure both, you know, growing up in high school, I assumed you probably played both sides of the football. How did you kind of start fading, you know, towards the offensive side?
You know, yeah, I played both sides, played defense and offense, and I probably enjoyed defense more than enjoyed offense, but, you know, the more I kept playing in high school, my freshman and sophomore year, my coaches told me I was probably better at offensive line than anything, and so I just decided to go with that. You know, they know best, and just kept working to perfect my craft on there, got there, got a college offer, and just kept working, so, you know, I just listened to my coaches. I knew, you know, I like to play both ways, but, you know, you got to pick one or the other sooner or later.
Definitely. Once again, the Wolves All-American honorable mention two times, 52 correct consecutive starts. It's Harley Vaughn, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this interview in its entirety, you always know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll have his full college bio at collegetopro.com. I'd like to say it's the one-stop and shop for you to need to know about everything about Harley as he makes his path again towards his 2018 NFL draft. So I ask every guy that's ever been on our program this question. You know, if we threw you in the film room, you're with some scouts, they're watching film. What do you think they're going to love about you? What are those characteristics to the center position that they're going to, you know, kind of think very highly of you and want to bring you aboard?
For me, I think it's my athleticism and intelligence of the defense. I would say I'm pretty athletic, especially for some centers, you know. And then my intelligence of the defense and what's going on around me, I think, separates me a little more from the other people that also play my position. I mean, other centers are smart. I understand that. You know, you got to be pretty smart to play center. But I just think my whole understanding of the game, my athletic ability at the center position separates myself more than certain people.
Nice, nice. Have you had an experience in any other positions? I know sometimes guys go down or anything, or have you specifically been the guy snapping the ball since your time at West Georgia?
No, actually, my first year at West Georgia, I started at left tackle. And then my sophomore season, they said, hey, we're going to move you to center. And then I've been playing center ever since. But I've also backed up. I've played center, backed up the guard positions if someone went down, backed up tackles, left tackles. I pretty much played just about everything, yeah.
Definitely, definitely. What goes unnoticed, Harley? I mean, we do pass this off to the coaches, scouts, and GMs that we know that like listening. And if they're interested in listening to more of the show, then they're going to press the play button. But, I mean, what won't they see on film? I mean, maybe you're a film junkie, a weight room warrior, a team captain. I mean, what are some of those characteristics that could benefit you that they should know about?
I'm always prepared. I watch film. I figure out the defense's tendencies. You know, I'm always in the film room. I always grind in the weight room. I will work as hard as anyone will work. You know, if I want to do something, I put my mind to it and I work. I give it everything I got. So I'm going to leave it all out there for whatever team decides to pick me up, or, you know, whatever coach I'll buy into the system and everything. So that's what I got to say.
Definitely. Awesome. And do you get comparisons as anybody? I know center is not a position where a lot of people out there, you know, I mean, it's easy to identify, oh, you remind us of John Elway, or you remind us of Emmitt Smith. But in terms of centers, or just guys you admire watching play at the next level, any guys come to mind?
I think I could be compared to Ali Marpet a little bit, Tampa Bay offensive lineman. I think I compare to him, you know, favorably. He's a little bit bigger than me, but, you know, athleticism and intelligence-wise, I think I compare to Ali Marpet pretty good.
Awesome, awesome stuff. And I'm curious, because I ain't going to lie, I mean, I don't know a ton of what you guys did offensively, but, I mean, what was your role going into each Saturday, and were you more run team, were you more pass-oriented? Kind of take us into a little bit more into detail what that offensive system was like and what your coaches wanted from you.
You know, we weren't really a run heavy or pass heavy. We like to mix it up, you know, pretty balanced attack. Basically what my coaches expected me every Saturday was to go out there, make sure I made the right calls, identified the defense, you know, the mic, put everyone on the right people, and put our team in the best situation possible to make plays. And, you know, we had if I needed to help my quarterback out with calls, or if he needed, you know, something from me, I'd help him out and just relay information, you know, just communicate with everyone, make sure we're all on the right track, and, you know, just go out there and ball every Saturday. So.
Awesome. What was your favorite play? What was that came through the huddle? What would you like to hear and call the most?
The favorite play I like is called North Bull. That was our play, and it was a pin pull play to the right where me and the right tackle would pull, and I'd have to go get, like, a safety outside linebacker type. And I just thought that was pretty fun because normally, you know, most players centered up get to pull a lot. And I decided to get out there and run a little bit, so.
Yeah. How appetizing was it, Harley, when you saw that safety or linebacker? I assume they were probably a lot smaller than you, and you kind of got to light them up a little bit.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. You know, most of them try to juke you out, but I'd always like the ones that try to, you know, think they're man enough to size you up, and then we'll see, you know.
Yeah, it's called physics. I'm bigger, you're smaller. It's going to hurt you more.
Yeah,
I love
sure.
it. Once again, the Wolves standout center, Harley Vaughn, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. A ton of accolades this man has kind of built up during his career at West Georgia, and now he's only a few weeks away from finding out where his next stop will be as he makes his path towards the 2018 NFL Draft. For you, I mean, pro day and all the things would come with being in your shoes. I mean, how did pro day go for you? And, you know, what kind of responses are you getting from the next level?
Pro day went really well. You know, it was pretty not great conditions, about 35 degrees with around 20 mile an hour winds. But I think, you know, it went pretty well. And, you know, I had some teams that were interested in me. I've had a couple teams wanting to work me out. I've worked out for two teams so far, and a couple more teams are interested. So we'll see in the next coming weeks what happens, what shakes out.
Nice. And I'm sure you got, I mean, kind of goes with part of the process, but I mean, J.R. Rickard, J.R. Enterprises, they represent you. I mean, what was it like getting your first phone call from an agent knowing that they wanted to represent you? It might not have been them, but, you know, J.R. is the guy that you signed with, but what was it like just kind of experiencing that?
You know, it was exciting. Again, I never thought I'd ever be in this position growing up. It was just a dream, and then, you know, to get someone to call me and want to represent me, it was just a blessing and just exciting. And it actually was J.R. and then the first one to call me. So, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got a great eye for talent, I'm sure. You've kind of come to realize
that
he puts a lot into it. And, you know, especially for a small school kid, I mean, a guy like J.R. has such a vast, vast connections. I mean, he definitely can be in the ear of so many guys that can get you seen. And you got to be seen to be signed. That's what I like to say. So that's the start of it. Harley, before we wrap things up, I always like to have a little fun with you guys before we let you go. You ready to take a shot with a few off-the-wall questions?
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Now, this first one, I make sure this is the question asked. The defensive or offensive lineman, because you guys are usually the big guys. Who is the biggest eater on the West Georgia offensive line, and what was the most impressive meal that you've ever seen somebody put down?
Biggest eater. Ooh, let's see. I'm going to say a guy by the name of Quentin Stanford, and I've probably seen him put down like 20 wings and 4 burgers at one time. I mean, they weren't small burgers. They were pretty big burgers, so that was pretty impressive to me.
I love it. That's one of my favorite questions to ask. Cause, I mean, I've heard some bizarre stories, man. I mean, some crazy stories of what some of these guys have eaten, and it's kind of funny. How about this one? Offensive lineman, a guy like yourself, you might be maybe you might like them. Most of them don't. But if you could have anything painted on your cleats, that's a very popular thing right now. You're seeing on the field. What would you want to see sprayed on your shoes?
Ooh. That is an interesting question. Most of the time, I really wouldn't even think about it. But I guess maybe just like a West Georgia Wolves decals. Those would be pretty cool in college. You know, I think that would be pretty cool. Maybe my college team decals and emblem.
Yeah,
we'll go with that.
Cool. It's fun. It's just the mentality of different positions, Harley. I mean, you know, basically ask the majority of the same questions. You know, I mean, the skilled guys, the DBs, they already got an idea. It's almost like they already know the question's coming. And, I mean, offensive linemen specific. Most of you guys, you know, I think a lot of the guys on the show just want to kind of punch me through the microphone or something because they're like, I never think about it. I don't want anything painted on my shoes. I just want to go out and play football. All right. And then the final question, man, I saved this last for the last. I think it's the question you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrity. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Whew. I'm going to have to say Shania Twain.
There you go.
Country singer,
you know what? We were just talking about her last week. My daughter and, you know, they did
since it was tournament time, they did a bracket, and they were doing brackets of the best female singers of all time, and I saw her name on there. I'm like, yeah, Shania Twain. She's still strong, man. Man, hey, best of luck. Couple more weeks before you find out where you're bland, man. But hey, we appreciate you sharing your time, and we always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
For sure. Thank you for having me on. It's appreciated.
No problem. Oh, anytime. Once again, that is the standout center from West Georgia, Harley Vaughn, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Fantastic kid, and brings a lot of intangibles to the table. And he said this kid's under the radar a little bit. And, you know, most small school kids are, but again, he got a very solid pulse internally from what NFL teams, at least from what I'm hearing. So it's always good to get these guys on, and that way when they're at the next level, we can say, hey, we had this guy on the show way back when, and now he's doing his thing, making Pro Bowls and All-Star games. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.